This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools. And by Lear, the world leader in luxury and performance seating.
As you know, I mentioned earlier, and probably it's online at WJR.com, the Paul W. Smith page. I did some hot laps rides presented by American Axle and Manufacturing for the 2016 Chevrolet Detroit Belle Isle Grand Prix that you can get more information at DetroitGP.com, DetroitGP.com. Coming back to town Friday through Sunday, June 3rd through the 5th, and I want you to be there. Not just because it's a heck of a lot of fun for the whole family, but because it's important we support this event so that people continue to come here from around the world to enjoy it. So you can also get tickets at 866-464-PRIX, 866-464-PRIX. Doing a great job, Bud Denker, Merrill Kane, the general manager of the Grand Prix, Michael Montri, Jim Campbell from Chevrolet Racing, all these folks doing a great job. But the guy at the top is Roger Penske. And I contacted Roger Penske Friday, April 15th, and asked if he could come on to talk about him driving the pace car. Roger, you are so buttoned up and follow the rules so completely. At that time, you said you couldn't confirm that you'd be driving the pace car for the 100th Indianapolis 500, a huge honor, and also your 50th anniversary with Penske Racing. You could not confirm it. And I wrote back to you, but Roger, it's in USA Today. Your picture's there. It said, out front indeed, legendary team owner Roger Penske will drive the pace car for the 100th Indianapolis 500. They obviously asked you not to say anything until right about now.
Well, I think, Paul W., I didn't want to lose the ride. You know, when you get that opportunity, it's something that is so special. To have the opportunity to drive the pace car, especially in the 100th running of the race, our 50th year in racing, you know, makes it pretty special. But, no, it's a great honor, something that I'll never forget. And I think that's take my hat off to Mark Royce and Jim Campbell and the people who made that happen, Mary Barry over at GM. So I just got to stay ahead of the field for a lap. I told my guys I'm going to cross the finish line before they do.
I'm sure you'll be fine, though it's hard to believe how long it's been since you actually raced cars. You were a winning racer in the late 1950s. You were named 1961's Sports Car Club of America Driver of the Year and Sports Illustrated, too. But it's been a long time since you've raced, and I'm not pretending that you're racing when you had that head out there in the pace car, but you go a nice clip, and you're right. You do want to finish before the cars behind you.
Well, I'm going down to Indy tonight, and tomorrow afternoon I get a chance to practice with the car to get the right speeds and understand just exactly what I do, because what I'll do is pace the race and come down the pit lane, get out, and then I got to go up to my pit box, and I'll be running the car for Elio Castroneves, who's looking for his fourth win. So I got double duty, driving the pace car and then jumping on the box to try to get him in the winner's circle, so we're going to have some fun.
Well, you are going to have some fun, that's for sure, Roger. 16 owner victories so far of the Indianapolis 500. However, I know for a fact that this is the biggest one and the most important one ever to you, being the 100th anniversary of the Indy 500 and the 50th anniversary of Team Penske, Penske Racing. I have to tell you, you've got some great opportunities in this race. I happened to ride with Simon Pagenaud of Team Penske yesterday, and he's hot. He's got three victories in a row.
Yeah, he's a great young guy. You know, he came on the team last year. I don't think he got the results that he expected, or we did really, but I think he settled into the team and he's been able to communicate well with the other three drivers, you know, Power, Montoya, and Castroneves, and they really work on a team off the track, as a team off the track, and he's picked it up. I mean, his qualifying, he's a great finisher, he's a long distance racer, you know, he's run at Le Mans, other places like that, so he's got some great background and experience, and I think that he's hit it on all cylinders, and I know that he's really looking forward to the race this weekend at Indy, as all three guys are. But I think the track at Belle Isle has never been better. Bud and the team down there have done a terrific job. You know, this is an opportunity for us to showcase, you know, Detroit, you know, on national television on Saturday and Sunday. And I think it brings about $40 million of economic benefit into the region. And, you know, more important is it's a place for people who live in Detroit to come and have some fun. And I think that we are the Motor City, so it's important that we have a racing event here each year, because date equity is so important as you have events, you know, around the world. And certainly as we have these big events in Detroit, bring more people to our city.
Date equity was a term I couldn't think of that you've used in the past, and that is important for us to support this great event. If we can have the weather we've had lately, the last 2 days, like the weather yesterday for the hot laps, it'll be unbelievable, because the city looks so good. The skyline and the island couldn't look better. Than I don't remember ever seeing it look as good, and that's thanks to you in great part and the $13 million in lasting improvements to Belle Isle that you folks have made, Roger.
Well, it's not just us. It's the combination of so many people from the private sector who have helped us and continue to support the race. I mean, this is a special time. If you look at the suite holders, and we had 75 different corporations that supporting the event this year. And, you know, we have our own guys, young kids driving mowers down there, mowing the grass. And, you know, it's amazing what's happened at Belle Isle as the state has taken over this from the state recreation and Parks group. It's just been terrific. I think the security, what we see down there is a changed island, and it's a place that people go have fun. They're by the water, the boathouses, playing baseball, playing a little bit of golf, and, you know, we're going to have a race. So to me, it's a jewel that we've uncovered here over the last couple of years, and I think that this weekend you're going to be the weatherman, so I'm counting on you to get the weather in the right position.
I'm not in production. I'm in sales. I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
But let me tell you, I saw Christian Denker on one of those lawn mowers taking care of Bud's son, Christian, keeping the lawns mowed. And I think even Frank Torrey is out there, and he's not even in that business anymore.
Well, anybody that wants to work down there, we have a T-shirt and a mower or a whacker for him. So I'm glad to see Frank down there. Frank obviously is the one, you know, when he had the landscape business, it really gave us the opportunity to really clean up and make Belle Isle look something special. And, you know, we followed up on his experience. He comes down every year and gives us guidance, and Brinkman comes in. So this is a terrific, it's really a team effort. And, you know, the mayor, the city council, everyone is really bound to help us. And I think that this year's race is going to be good. We've got some great teams coming in. Obviously, I hope one of our guys is the Indy winner, but you'll have the Indy winner here a week after he gets the big Borg Warner trophy. So a lot to think about over the next 72 hours or so, but we sure appreciate your support of the event. And listen, I maybe need a co-driver in that pace car. Now you've been with Pagano, you can ride with me at Indy, so get down there.
If you're offering, I'm coming. Hey, listen, returning to the Motor City June 3rd through the 5th, it's the Chevrolet Detroit Belle Isle Grand Prix. Go to DetroitGP.com. It's going to be fabulous. And Roger has just one little warm-up race before that. It's the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500, the 50th anniversary of Team Penske, and he'll be behind the wheel of a 2017 Chevrolet Camaro SS 50th anniversary edition. Roger, both hands on the wheel.
All right, Paul W., thanks for everything, all your support. Appreciate it.
See you, Roger.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.